Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sarah Sladek is here. Sarah is a new friend. Not for long, though, folks. We're going to get her back. She's got a lot more to teach us. CEO and founder of XYZ University. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her website. She's a leading researcher on generational insights, author of the best-selling book, Talent Generation, and other books, for others at least. And our new friend, and the newest member of our Brain Trust, Sarah, as I'll just warn you, around here, once we find you and we like you, It's like the Hotel of California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So fair warning. You were telling us about some research that I want you to mm-hmm. to continue to talk a little bit about the young folks. The repeat what you told us at the end of the last segment.
Sure. So we just did a survey of Gen Z's globally.
Now, Gen Z, folks, Gen Z is the generation behind Gen Y. The oldest is in there barely 20 or so, 21, 22 maybe, and then all the way down to babies, right?
Age 9.
Oh, 9,
right,
okay.
9 to 22 this year.
How come not 20 years?
Well, generations are getting shorter because change
really?
Is happening faster.
Really? I'll be darned. Mm-hmm. That's not the only thing. So that's generations are getting compressed like everything else is.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Things,
I hadn't thought about
that. Heck of a lot faster.
Very interesting. Okay, go ahead with your research.
All right. So what I was saying before the last break is that Gen Z prefers face-to-face communication. So when they were
stop on that, folks. Say that again, folks. This just has to sink in for a minute. Say it again, Sarah.
All right, Generation Z prefers face-to-face communication.
That's the opposite of millennials.
It is. we're kind of seeing a return towards, you know, what's interesting.
Toward normalcy, because we're analog humans. We're tactile. We face. I tell people face-to-face is the original social media, Sarah.
Right. And while Z's tend to be heavily criticized for always looking at their phone, mm-hmm. and they do love their YouTube
and
videos.
They do love.
But what we find is that really the technology is portable entertainment. They
tune in,
they like the entertainment piece, but when it comes down to real relationship building and communication, the serious stuff, they want it face-to-face.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I'm noticing that a little bit in my grandsons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and there were two other really fascinating findings from our research. One is that these are interactive learners. So when they were asked, how do you like to learn? Do you like to learn by listening, by watching, or by doing? By doing, 55% said that's their preference. By watching, 38%, like a video or watching someone do something, teach them something, 38%. Listening, get this, 7%.
Wow.
Only 7% learned the best by listening. And think about how school is and think about how things are. It's sit down and listen. These are really struggling with that concept. They want to be very engaged in the learning process, and
they want to be multi-sensory, don't they? They want to touch and they want to see and take it. Yeah, no, that's my grandsons are like that.
Yeah, they want to be immersed in the learning process.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of our learning that happens is very passive. You sit and listen, and it's not working for Z's.
Mm-hmm.
They're really struggling with that. And the other thing that I thought was fascinating is that these are pretty serious about their future in terms of financial security.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very similar to, you know, the last generation that came of age at the turn of the last century. These are have some of the same characteristics in common with them, in that they're very serious about the country, very serious about their personal lives, very serious about saving money.
Mm-hmm.
And so we find that when they were asked, and this is different from millennials as well, when they were asked, what's most important to you when looking for a job? Is it doing something you enjoy or financial stability? And 66% said it's financial stability.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several other questions on our survey that alluded to the fact they ranked very high the importance of salary and financial stability. That's very different from the millennials.
But is that going to continue? Is that going to continue the trend of being less entrepreneurial? The millennials have been, research shows millennials are less entrepreneurial than older generations. Is that going to continue in the Z's because of what you just said?
So we actually have a high percentage of Z's who have their own businesses.
Huh.
They are entrepreneurs, actually. In fact, I have
very interesting.
Say 77% of people between the ages of 14 and 21 are already earning their own money.
Wow.
70%.
This is fascinating. Sarah, unfortunately, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back soon and talk some more about this?
I would love it.
We've enjoyed having you here. I hope you've had fun. We have.
Thank you.
Sarah Sladek, ladies and gentlemen, xyzuniversity.com. Check it out. I'm sure the research is there. Fascinating stuff. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.